RadioInfluence.com. The future is now.
You are in the trenches with former Buccaneers offensive lineman Ian Beckles on Radio Influence.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to In the Trenches. It is Super Bowl week, or I don't think I have the right to say that. It's big game week. I don't think the Super NFL is coming after me. It is Super Bowl week, and we're going to talk a little bit about that game. We're going to talk a little bit about the Buccaneers, who have a lot of things to do, obviously, in this offseason. The Senior Bowl was last weekend. I watched a little bit of that. I actually enjoy watching the practices even more than I enjoy watching the game. I'll sit and watch a one-on-one pass rush and DBs going against wide receivers all day long. I don't know about you, but I just find that to be entertaining, but that's just me. So the Senior Bowl is gone. There'll be a couple other bowls that are going to happen where, you know, teams will go out there and evaluate. The big deal is going to be the combine that comes up, starts February 26th and runs all the way to March 4th. We'll definitely be talking about that on In the Trenches as well. What you won't be hearing or seeing me talk about is mock drafts, okay? It ain't going to happen in my world, a mock draft. I mean, to be coming out with mock drafts, people are coming out with mock drafts during the football season. To be coming out with mock drafts, first of all, I don't even understand why people do that. Like, I don't get it. There's so much that has to happen between now and the draft that you're wasting your time and you're wasting mine. So I don't waste my time ever reading a mock draft. I mean, I've read, like, you'll see a mock draft. I saw one mock draft and people were saying the Bucs are going to pick a running back out of Alabama or something. I'm like, come on, man, come on. Come on, dude. You don't know anything about the Bucs. If the Bucs pick a running back in the first round, I'm out. All right? They got too many other needs, that's for sure. And running back isn't the first one. Okay? We got a lot of other holes, a lot of other places. So watch the Pro Bowl a little bit on the weekend. As far as unwatchable events, that might be the first one. Now they just have everybody playing every position all the time, and it's just weird. I don't know. The Pro Bowl used to mean something kind of when it was in Hawaii, and you'd be able to take your family there. Now it's in Orlando, you know. If somebody said, hey, I'll give you a week free Orlando, I'm good. I don't want it. No, I don't even want to go to Orlando. Now, Hawaii, that I'll take. So it's time for, you know, the NFL to scrap Orlando. I've heard that Miami wanted to get the game next year. I think the Super Bowl's in Miami. Yes. So that would, I guess, make sense, but in general, having it in Orlando, to me, is very unappealing. And the game itself is just becoming just a shell of it of what it used to be. It was never really all that competitive. But now it's coming to the point now where nobody wants to touch anybody. And they're blowing the whistle while the game's still going. Don't have the game. They're blowing the whistle while the game is still moving. A running back is still moving. Like, nobody wants to hit each other. Nobody. And, you know, I would have loved to have played in the Pro Bowl, but if you get to the Pro Bowl, you better hope you're not playing against somebody who gives a crap, okay? I hope I play against some old hat like Charles Haley, who'd be out there back in the day. I remember Charles Haley interviewing before the game. He's like, I'm not trying to tackle nobody out here. Don't run at me. I'm not tackling anybody. And that's probably the mentality of most of those players out there. So I would be shocked if the Pro Bowl even continues much further, because, you know, it's time. It's time for us to scrap that. Maybe do a skills thing like they do in the NHL, but scrap the game. Now, obviously, we have the big game going on this week. Rams v. Pats. Patriots are 2.5-point favorites. The over-under is 56.5. By the end of this show, I'll let you know where I'm leaning. And it's one of those games where I have no idea. Like, by now I got a feel. I don't think I have a feel to this point. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in the game, regardless. I don't think there's any way it's going to be a low-scoring game. So that's where I'm leaning there. But there's so many chess matches that are going to happen within the game. You know, first and foremost, we got a very young Rams team. I mean, from top to bottom. You know, obviously McVay being the youngest coach You know, to be at a Super Bowl at 33, that's pretty darn young. And then we have Belichick, the old school vet. This is his ninth, Brady's ninth. So as far as things, you know, that surround the game, the Patriots obviously have a leg up, okay? They know how to react. They know how to act in the Super Bowl. They know how to act when they get to Atlanta because, you know, you can be overwhelmed with this situation, not so much just the game, and the game will be overwhelming, but, you know, when you're a young player and now all of a sudden, you know, you have to figure out how to get how to take care of 30 tickets and everybody's really hounding you from every angle, and there's parties going on and there's sponsors hitting you up. There's a lot of things going on. You better make sure that you don't lose focus of what you're doing there, and that's to win the football game. You know, there's tickets, there's all these different experiences that, you know, you're at a Super Bowl, so you're like, gosh darn it, I want to experience it. But once again, you have to realize that the most important thing is the game. Now, there's been a lot of different situations throughout the Super Bowls where players have not dealt with the pressure. If you remember Barrett Robbins, you know, for the Raiders way back when they played the Buccaneers, like he was in Tijuana. He was in Tijuana and like, I don't know what doing what in the morning. He didn't even make it for the game. All these guys had certain stead problems. Stanley Wilson was another name way back when with Sam Weich and Cincinnati Bengals. He told everybody he was going to get his playbook and then just went back to the room and took a bunch of drugs and just wigged out in the room. He wasn't a factor. And then there's Eugene Robinson, the guy who wins quote unquote man of the year, who decides on the night before the Super Bowl, the man of the year was soliciting prostitutes. I'll never understand that one. And I don't, it's not the soliciting prostitutes part. Listen, if you want to solicit a prostitute, whatever. It's not my thing. That's cool. But the night before the Super Bowl, you're soliciting a prostitute. For me, I would have to say this. The only way that makes sense for me is if that's what you do every game. You went out of your way to solicit a prostitute the night before the Super Bowl, and that's not norm for you? That's crazy. And then get caught. Man of the year. He's never going to live that down. Never, ever, 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 ever going to live that down. And if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not mistaken, all three of those teams lost their games. So you don't want to deal with all these distractions and crazy stuff. And you want to treat it like a normal game, but it's not. But you want to somehow treat it that way. You want to treat it like do things like you've done all season long. But that, I'm telling you, that's not an easy thing. The Patriots are as healthy as they've been all year. We got Tom Brady, who is 41, talking about playing till he's 45. He has four MVPs. Now, Brady last year didn't have Edelman. That was a big deal. 2 years ago, he didn't have Gronk. And this year, Gronk and Edelman are both healthy. That's a big deal. That's a big deal for Brady. But to me, once again, it's all these different chess matches during the game. You know, what does McVay do with Gronk? Do you put Talib on him and eliminate him? We know that Belichick tries to figure out a way to eliminate one thing on the other team. That's going to be tough. The Rams come with a lot. They really do. And you can't just say, I'm going to take away Todd Gurley. C.J. Anderson is a bitch, too. And they got receivers everywhere. So there's a lot to eliminate. For the Patriots and for the Rams, really, you think about it, I think both of their game plan is going to be to stop the running game. If the Patriots run on you, you lose. If you allow the Rams to run on you, you're going to lose. Those are two very good football teams. And if you allow them to run on you, you're in big, big trouble. Now, in the middle of that Rams defense with Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald, to me, that's going to be the key to the Rams game, because we all know if you let Tom Brady sit back there, he's going to torch you and you're going to lose. You can't even allow him to be comfortable and have lanes. The ball comes out too quick. He's too decisive and he's too accurate. He's going to kill you. So to me, the biggest key for the Rams is getting people in Tom Brady's face. And that's what Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald did last week to Breeze. They didn't get him on the ground as much as they would like to, but they were in his face and they were causing havoc. And that's important. If you don't hit Tom Brady, you're going to lose. That's just the way it is, period. So up front for the Rams is important. Equally as important for the Patriots is their offensive line. Their offensive line has been maligned throughout the year. In the last couple years, they've really come together. They're about as good as a unit as there has been in the NFL in the playoffs. And, you know, my new man crush is a left tackle, Trent Brown, who is a difference maker. And there's not a lot of difference makers as offensive linemen in the league. There really aren't. Trent Brown being one of them. You know, in 179 snaps in the playoffs, zero sacks, zero hits, two pressures. You're playing against Kansas City and San Diego. Those are two hella rushing football teams. And one of them you played on the road. That's tough sledding. So keep your eye on left tackle Trent Brown to be a difference maker as he goes forward. Now, New England, to me, every time they get to this game, want to run the ball, okay? And that's going to be Josh Daniels against Wade Phillips, and that's going to come down to, you know, who figures that out first. Once again, New England runs the ball on you, you're done. The Rams, throughout the season, I don't know if anybody was as efficient as the Rams were. The Rams offensively were as efficient as anybody in the league, throughout the league. And then they kind of wavered a little bit towards the end of the season, but they've kind of picked it back up in the playoffs. I looked up something new. It's called DVOA. And I've never heard it before. I've heard every statistic for football. And they had a statistic. DVOA is defense value over average. It calculates a team's success based on the down and distance of each play during the season, then calculates how much more or less successful each team is compared to the league's average. So you're comparing yourself to the league average. The Rams were second on offense and second on defense. So those are kind of, you know, it's one of those statistics that's just coming along, but I think it means a big deal. Now, New England was seventh and fifth, so it's not like they're way down the way. The Patriots have been averaging 38 points in the last three games. And they found the end zone 76% of the time when they have trips to the red zone. So that's my whole mentality of there's going to be a lot of points scored. I don't see either one of these teams being shut down. I don't see it. For the Rams to win, I think they got to have Aaron Donald. They got to have that defense. They got to get after Tom Brady. I just don't know. I don't know if you leave it till the fourth quarter and a last drive with Tom Brady, you could win. I don't think anybody on the Rams side wants that. Now, Aaron Donald, to me, should be, you know, his name should be up there for MVP. Led the league with 20 and a half sacks. Now, the rush defense for the Rams have struggled at times this year. They allowed 5.1 yards a carry, which was like dead last in the NFL. Although during the playoffs, Zeke Elliott, Alvin Kamara, and Mark Ingram just had 93 yards combined. So that statistic of them being last is gone because they're figuring things out. They're figuring things out as a defense, as a run defense, and they were stifling all the way through the playoffs. So this is an intriguing one. This is an intriguing one that I really don't have a side. As far as who wins, I don't care who wins. You just, you know, as a commentator and as a prognosticator and as a bettor, I like to believe I'm lean one way or the other. And right now I would have to lean towards the Patriots right now. I mean, that might change between now and Sunday. That might change. So right now I'm going to probably lean towards the Patriots and a bunch of points scored. So the over. Now, if you lose your money, don't come to me and bitch and moan, because everybody loses their money betting. Nobody's good at betting. You should know that by now. So if anybody ever wants to hit me up on email and ask me any questions at ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com, I have a few other podcasts going on right now. and a few podcasts on the horizon. So you want to keep your eyes open and ears open for things that we have coming up. But also, I'm on 95.3 FM and 620 WDAE every day from 3 to 7 with Ron Diaz. So you want to definitely tune into that as well. But, you know, enjoy the game. If you don't have a team in it, as I don't, maybe put a nickel on it here or there. It will make it more interesting. But sit back and enjoy the game. It's about having fun, eating some good food and drinking some good liquor along with your friends. That's what that's all about. So that's what I'm going to do. Enjoy the game, and I'll be back next Monday talking about the results of this game, and hopefully my bets work. Everybody have a wonderful week, and please stay safe.
You have been in the trenches with Ian Beckles on Radio Influence. This is a Sitting Ringside with David Penzer. Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Please welcome my guest this week, New Japan Pro Wrestling and Ring of Honor star David Finlay.
Do people still come up to you and ask you if Hornswoggle is your brother?
No, but I do have a story about that. Night before it happened, so Sunday night, my mom said, see my brother and my sister down. Mainly me, they're a little too young at the time. She said, listen, on TV tomorrow, they're going to say that Hornswoggle is your brother, which means at school the next day, kids are going to come up and ask you, hey, is Hornswoggle really your brother? My mom goes, you have to tell them yes. I was like, what? She goes, no, you have to tell them yes. Do not tell them no, you go with it. I was like, okay, mom. So my mom was in on it the whole time and was like, you don't you dare break kayfabe at school.
Did a lot of people ask you?
My mom might be the greatest worker of all time.
Sitting Ringside with David Penzer can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.